So my name's Catherine Ward. I work for Healthy.io. I'm taking a little bit of a different tack from the speakers so far in that I'm very much focused on a single digital innovation that can very much impact on patient safety, but also a broader set of engagement and outputs that we'll talk about as we go through. I'm working for Healthy.io, but also have been awarded a fellowship for the NHS Innovation Accelerator in the last few weeks. So I'm hopeful that I'm one of 11 innovations and individuals that have been selected to get to adoption and scale within the NHS. So very much hoping that this will be the beginning of an exciting journey. Healthy.io is set up as a company to leverage the smartphone camera to really become a clinical grade diagnostic device. So recognizing that now, because there are 8 billion selfies uploaded to the cloud every day, just take a second to absorb that fact, 8 billion, there's an awful lot of investment that mobile phone companies are putting into the sophistication and quality of the smartphone camera. So the view of the company is if you could harness that investment into healthcare, then perhaps you could add more value to society than perhaps taking a beautiful picture of yourself from 50 centimetres away from your face. So first product is digital urinalysis. So I'm imagining many of you in this room have had to take a urine test in the past. So you know the drill. You turn up to the GP surgery or to the hospital. You pick up the pot from the reception. You go to the public toilet within the hospital or the clinic. You walk across the room with your small pot and pass it over to the clinician who will either dip a stick and put it into a point of care automated analyzer in a hospital setting, or more usually in a primary care setting, look at it and do a visual read. Even worse than that, if you have to do a first of the day urine, you will have to either go and pick up a pot from the GP surgery, or it'll be posted to your house. Then you have to do your test at home, screw the lid on tight and hope to goodness that it is on tight while you carry it in your handbag all day before you then get to your clinic setting. So what if you could take a test in the comfort of your own home, dip a stick, scan with your mobile phone, and have the results go straight to your electronic medical record? Well, that is now a clinical reality. So there is a kit that goes alongside an app on your phone. It's CE accredited. It's been clinically tested 3x500 people clinical trials that show a 99.5% usability. So the app enables the patient aged 18 to 80, so it's been tested across a huge demographic of people, to actually be able then to get the same substantial equivalence to the automated point of care analyzer tests. So actually your patient doing the test themselves gets the same result as the machine scanner, which actually is substantively higher quality than perhaps the visual read is always in a clinic setting. So this has a range of potential applications, and I'll talk to you about maternity in particular, given that we're on the maternity theme, but you'll see that there's also other areas in which it can have impact. We can also see that as well as supporting quality, which is obviously the theme of the conference this morning, it can play a role in self-management and having patients take responsibility for their own conditions. It can have a role in helping to reduce face-to-face contacts and reduce the pressure on workforce in both primary and secondary care settings, either by reducing the time spent in a face-to-face contact or in some instances avoiding that face-to-face contact altogether. It can support by preventing both admission in engaging in the right pathway, and I'll talk to you in a moment about the MS work we're doing in London on that and in that sphere, but it can also help to avoid A&E admissions. We have 210,000 people a year who turn up to A&E with a UTI in this country at the moment. In addition to that, then you have the quality issue that we'll focus on today, but also a prevention agenda. And I'll end my presentation by giving you an example of how it could support with prevention. So we're a company that have just closed a Series A funding round. We're very focused here in the UK, delighted to have got the NIA fellowship to support the work we can then do in partnership with the NHS. And The Economist recently described us in an article as ushering in the role of the medical selfie. So first rollout we've got here in the UK is with people with MS. So people with multiple sclerosis have a high propensity to getting urinary tract infection. And in fact, 4% of people with MS are actually admitted to hospital every year with an exacerbation of that UTI. So we're working together with a consultant nurse in NeuroResponse, which is part of University College London, in order to actually set up a digital pathway to support people with MS to be able to self-manage. So first sign of an infection, they can do a digital urinalysis test. They have a rescue pack of antibiotics with them. There is a system with actually a courier linked to 111 who can pick up a sample to then take it on for a culture if that is necessary. And it's really about trying to avoid those admissions for people with MS altogether. The view is that if you've got essentially a fairly aware population in that group who understand their condition, and actually that by doing a early test for UTI, even counting out a UTI is a very important factor, because actually it could be a chest infection, could be something else that's making them feel unwell. And by actually doing this test, having the results go straight to the electronic medical record, having the nurse able to manage and their whole population and see when these tests are done, is showing very promising results at early stage. So moving into the maternity theme, we know, and we've heard a little bit today about stillbirth being a big issue. 15% of women, pregnant women, have hypertension, and that puts them in a category of high risk of preeclampsia. In order to test preeclampsia, one of the kind of approaches is to undertake a urine test to evaluate whether you have protein in your urine. And actually, at third trimester, for those that have a high risk, you can be ending up having to come into the hospital setting 3 times a week for an outpatient appointment in order to have your urine tested. So I'll talk to you more about the detail in a moment, but we're rolling out with the second largest of the HMOs in Israel, a group called Machedet, which I find hard to pronounce, but it's one of the large HMOs in Israel, 20,000 kits that are being focused in on pregnant women at high risk in order to increase the number of visits the number of opportunities they have between visits to test for protein and therefore identify preeclampsia earlier than is currently picked up. We've also, as part of this approach to pregnant women, done a usability study with Johns Hopkins in the US. And again, I'll talk you through that in a little bit more detail. So this is the pathway for Meredet. And there are some differences, as you will well know, between the Israeli health system and the UK health system. Although as we move towards accountable care systems, as we move towards more integration between health and social care, you'll see that actually there are some ways in which we're approaching and looking to actually bring our system more into line with the vertically integrated system that exists currently in Israel. So pregnant woman actually attends clinic. They can either pick up their kits there, so 7 to 10 kits for a pregnant woman in the last trimester, and this is amongst the 15% that have been identified as high risk, or they can actually pick up the kits from the pharmacy. So it's dependent on the kind of convenience for the patient. At that point, in Israel, they have a single electronic system that is actually on their mobile phones as an app with all their healthcare results, all their healthcare history, everything that they need to do to access an appointment. This is a nirvana that we, I know, are looking towards in the UK. In the UK environment, really, the clinician, either in the hospital system, will press a button to order the digital urinalysis from the Cerner system or the Epic Allscripts, whoever is being used in the local system, or even in a GP system, as we talk about some of the other use cases, in EMIS, a GP would be able to press a button to make the order. A token is then sent to the patient's mobile phone, and in the Israeli system, it's the patient can press on their app for the urinalysis test. A token sent to the mobile phone that has a link that arrives as an SMS, so a text message essentially. And one of the things that we've used for the design of the app that accompanies the kit is that if you can text, you can test. It's basically been tested on all age groups to mean that it's pretty simple to use. So the app text comes into your phone, you press on the link, the app downloads, and then as you go through the app in order to take the test and scan your image back, that same demographic data that's in the token goes with your result back into the electronic medical record. that is then held and seen by the clinician and can flag if there's an issue of protein, for example, or even UTI in some instance. And that then will go back into the app, and then the next time the patient uses it, that automatically the token is already kind of in place and can work. So in terms of the testing we've done with pregnant women, we did a test with Johns Hopkins in the US. 150 pregnant women did the usual urine test, the usual walk of shame across the waiting room with their small pot on the day that they were in clinic. And then they took a kit home to do a test the following day or a couple of days later. And then they were simply asked to evaluate the two experiences and say whether they felt that it was easy to use or that they were positive about doing this. So the unsurprising result was that kind of more than 92% said that they would not want to go back to doing it back in a setting at home. What was very interesting to me about this study is that it actually used more than 40 different mobile phones. So I didn't even know there were 40 different types of smartphones in existence. But in Baltimore, you've got a very split population of affluent women in a small area called Bayview with their Apple products. And then you have a very broad range of social demographic that would include people using a lot of Samsung, LG, different kind of less high quality smartphones. And it works with all of them. So that's part of the kind of algorithm of the colour matching, is it enables you to adjust for light conditions, no matter what they are, for whatever type of mobile phone you're using, so that actually the colour matching is accurate for both. So in terms of getting upstream of preeclampsia, being able to identify early from patients who've presenting with that and actually not waiting for either the weekly checkup or having to go in three times in a week in order to be checked up, there's a huge potential opportunity here. And I think as well as that, you've of course got the consumer experience, which is actually for the pregnant woman, it's a lot easier than having to trek into a clinic setting and doing the whole testing process there. Going back to the prevention agenda, which is what I alluded to right at the beginning, we know that one of the 9 care processes for diabetes is to have your urine tested for albumin once a year at minimum. And we know that this is also a NICE guideline. We know it came off the QOF a few years ago, which means that relative to all of the other 9 care processes, which are up in the 90s in terms of their adherence, that actually the urine testing is actually at a very low level. So 51% of people with type 1 diabetes have actually had their urine tested annually, and 66% of people with type 2 diabetes. So that's the national statistic taken from the National Diabetes Audit. And we also know actually that people with hypertension should also be having their urine tested every year too, and it's actually only 30% of people with hypertension that have had this done. We know that these people with diabetes are in and out of the healthcare system fairly regularly. They're having their eyes checked, they're having their feet checked, they're having their HbA1c checked. So the kind of one of the issues here is that actually it's the convenience of doing that early morning first urine, remembering to take the pot in, or being given the pot in your annual diabetes check and being told to take it home, do it, and then bring it back, that people actually are not doing that. So we think there's a huge opportunity to actually have a kit mailed to people's homes, have them do the test in the comfort of their own home, and actually find the million people that are out there with chronic kidney disease who are as yet asymptomatic and untreated, in order to get upstream of the huge costs of both dialysis and end-stage renal disease. So a whole kind of leap around the opportunities really to engage by using a digital innovation to support patient safety, both in the maternity setting with the preeclampsia example I gave you, but also then to get upstream of other chronic conditions and to support both through convenience for patients, but also engaging in evidence-based pathways to really make a change to patients' lives. Thank you.